place where he was born and raised.
Oh, up there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Yeah, baby, a little Soggy Bottom Boys. Hey, this is your handsome but humble host, Ray I, the Vulgar Vogger, Matty G, Peanut.
Just finished up October, Halloween, and fall turkey season. We're getting into the deer season. It actually is coming up real soon here, the 1st of November. And
we got a little Ozark theme this weekend. Been having a great time. Thanks for sitting next to the campfire with us. Pull a chair up real close.
We're going to run down to the Ozarks, way down in the deep holler in the rivers. Down there, grab our great friend from Shady Lane's Cabins and Motel. And get an Ozark report from Mr. Jim Anderson, the mayor of Eminence. We're going to get our Ozark fishing report from wild man Billy Willie Smith.
What a beautiful Saturday morning. When you go down to Missouri Ozarks, down at Eminence, Missouri, there's Shady Lane Cabins, a great little place, and a great area and a lot going on. And if you've never been to Eminence, Missouri, and you're here in the St. Louis, Illinois area, you need to go down there. It's just an awesome place.
And get an Ozark report from Mr. Jim Anderson, the mayor of Eminence. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm good, my friend. How did the season go? You know, we've had you on the show several times after the floods, and did the people start returning to the Ozarks and doing things through the summer and late fall?
Yeah, you bet. We had a great season here at Shady Lane, and everybody had a good year. Our city sales tax revenue is up 32% over a year ago, so we're having a great year in Eminence, Missouri. Thanks to everybody for your support.
Yeah, that's great news. I'm glad to hear that. There's still a lot of things people can do in the Ozarks here in the first part of November. Why don't you just remind, maybe we've got some listeners that hasn't heard our reports before from you, and tell them a little bit about what they can enjoy down in the Ozarks.
Well, you know, yesterday we hit the wall. We've had people in here 7 days a week until yesterday. I don't know why people aren't coming, because there's still lots of things to see and do here, you know, or fall foliage is running late this year. We're looking at one hillside that's hardly turned at all, and it's gorgeous green. And then if I look then to the east at a long range of hills, there's lots of color. So, you know, it's different this year. Of course, we have elk, and the elk are putting on their show right now, bugling and rutting, and it's best in the morning and the evening. Great, great experience, especially if you've never done it before. Of course, we have lots of sightseeing opportunities with Alley Mill and Klepsig Mill and Rocky Falls, and there's lots of things to do here. And the best part of it, Ray, is beginning on the 1st, we go to off-season rates. So come on down, stay with us for cheaper than you can the rest of the year, and you run out of ideas for things to see and do, we'll come up with something.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for them to see the Ozarks and not be near as crowded, and it's still a pretty time of the year here in the 1st of November. Got hunting seasons coming up, too. I imagine, do you rent your place to hunters that want to come down and hunt the area?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we sure do. All the families and big groups of friends here all camp. We don't rent a lot of units for deer season, but we rent a handful for opening weekend and two long range for the entire season. So, and those guys have been staying with us for years.
Okay, we know you're with Shady Lane's Cabins and Motel, but there's also some restaurants and stuff where people can eat. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about a couple places they could find some food?
Well, first, Dos Rios Mexican Grill is very highly touted, not only locally, but even regionally. There are a handful of family restaurants, a slightly upscale eatery at Ozark Orchard. Margie's Place serves excellent burgers, but one of my best friends in the wide world, Tim Bowen, just opened a food trailer. And if you've never had Tim's cooking, you need to try it.
I've heard rumors. Tell me if it's true. I've heard he's got unbelievable pie in that place. Is that true?
He does have. Yeah, his mom makes pie every Friday. So he's got cream pies and apple turnovers and things like that. It's awesome.
My. Where's he parked this trailer? Where can you find him in Eminence?
Right across the lane from us, right across Highway 19.
Give us some information how people can contact you, Jim.
Well, check us out at ShadyLaneCabins.com. If you see something you like or have any questions, call us at 573-226-3893. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook.
Yeah, you're always posting on Facebook. They can find a lot of Jim Anderson on Facebook.
Yeah, well, it impresses the girls, Ray. So
Yeah, okay. Okay, Jim.
So are you ready for deer season coming up?
Not a bit. I'm not a bit ready, but we'll be out there. Take the buses out this coming Sunday, and then we move in on Friday. So we've got a lot to do between now and then. It's a lot of fun. We'll be there.
Well, I'm going to get down, come through there. I'm coming to deer camp again this year, and I know you're going to be out your camp, but if I get down earlier before we all go to camp, I'd try out the Bowling trailer and come by and say hey to you. So appreciate you being on the show with us this morning, Jim.
That would be awesome, Ray, and thank you.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon. We're going to run down to the Ozarks and get our fishing river report from the wild man, Willie Billy Smith. Welcome to the show, Billy.
Hey, good morning, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing good, my friend. What's it look like for our people to go down to the Ozarks and fish those rivers? Here we are. We're talking late fall or early November. What can people expect? How can they catch some fish?
Ray, it's fall time. Right here in the immediate area, this part of the Ozarks, our streams like the Kern River watershed, Levin Point, North Fork, and those, we haven't had an abundance of rain, so our rivers are low, and we've got what you would call gin clear water. So sometimes it makes the fishing tough. But on the other hand, it's that time of year that the fish, smallmouth bass, trout, walleye, they are all starting to feed up and get ready for that winter time. Therefore, with that happening, man, you can have some great days. The fish, the bass, especially smallmouth, they can get very active at this time. I've been out this week a couple of times, both with a guided fishing trip, and then took some folks on a boat ride tour of the river. And it's a great, great, nice time to be out. We get to see a lot of eagles. This past Sunday that I was taking a boat tour, man, there was just several eagles, both mature and immature eagles. And it was just neat to see. Of course, we got to see a couple of deer swimming in the river. You know, so there's a lot of sightsy. Wildlife is active at this time right now.
Are you throwing any different baits? Are you fishing any different than you did early fall?
No, not really. And in that sense, still, whether it's your soft plastic, I've had days that my soft plastic bottom bouncer stuff bait was what was the predominant bite was on. Then a few days later, you've done better on the crankbait or spinnerbait. And that is typical of this time of year, especially the smallmouth, as they're getting active and feeding up for this upcoming the winter time, that lures like your crankbaits and your spinner baits. I mean, you start doing better on that. It's a lure that you definitely, you're in your arsenal that you want to be prepared. When I'm out fishing, I may have several rods all fixed up, whether it's with the soft plastic, weighted with Texas rig, biter head, but I also will have a spinner bait on. I'll have a crank bait on. Maybe a swim bait, something along that lines, because both in different types of structure, water depth, I may change and throw that type of bait because the bass are getting ready for wintertime.
You also do tours on the river with your boat. Man, it's so scenic on that river. Tell us a little bit about what you offer.
Yes, it is. Well, I said I do guided fishing trips here on the Kern River, authorized through the National Park Service to provide this service, and I will do a boat ride tour of the river. You might even see the wild horse, Ray. If you know, I mentioned about trout fishing on your streams, whether it be the North Fork, Upper Kern River, of course, the Merrimack, Levin Point's a great fishery. We also, the White River tributary stream, White River, Black River, St. Francis, Kern River, Levin Point, Spring River, all these are tributaries eventually into the White River down in Arkansas, can be some tremendous walleye fishing. Every year there's numerous nice-sized walleye that are caught out of these streams. So, and it's getting that time of year, and from now through until March, it's a great time to target walleye. Also, you know, we're talking about fishing, traditional type of float fishing, but there's also a favorite Ozark activity that takes place this time of year, starts in September and goes through into January, and that is fish gigging. That is a very popular sport here. You go out in your jon boats with mostly at nighttime with your lights and your gigging your rough fish, your suckers, mainly is what people take after. Just a great, great time. Lots of fun. Man, are they actually good to eat. You got to know how to prepare and fry them up, and they are a fan favorite of the local folks around here.
Oh, yeah, that's a tradition. The fish gigging is a tradition. Cooking's a tradition, too.
Yes, it is. The camaraderie that goes along with all that, you just can't beat it. It's a great time.
Give out some contact information for us, Billy.
Okay, you can contact me at 573-225-3390, or you can go to my Facebook site, Scenic Rivers Guide Service, or my website, scenicriverguideservice.com, and you can get in touch with me. Just give me a call, man, and we'll get you hooked up, and we'll get you set up on a trip.
All right, Billy, we need to let you go. Thanks for getting on the show this morning and updating us on the Ozarks, and I'm going to come down. I'll be seeing you real soon.
And looking forward to see you.
Yeah, have a great weekend.